Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using April and Norinogen and Hormone Synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Combine and BrainMake are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back. I am so pleased to have my amazing first son, Matthew Justin Deagle. Matthew is a polylinguist. He speaks multiple languages. He's an astrologer and he uses ancient astrology, just like the biblical astrology talked about by the sting of the scorpion and Jonathan Gray's research that actually prophesied the rise of the Messiah. He has if you want to call a psychologist for group behavior, and can provide consultations to corporations and individuals or even governments to tell them what are the decision trees they need to follow in order to have logical and godly decisions before they move toward something. And Matthew has a lot of topics to cover today. So Matthew, let's start from the top. What are the main ones you want to cover? Go ahead. And by the way, your website is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. I think you're thinking about setting up another website too for your report, because you used to be on Rents several years ago, and I think we're going to get you back up there on Rents Radio Network archiving or live. So what do you want to cover today, Matthew?
Well, I wanted to talk about some of the stuff that's going on lately in regard, not just recently, but in the past centuries, and what's led up to where we are now, and namely what the actual meaning is of the so-called Mark of the Beast, which is quite simple, but very pervasive nowadays when you understand what it truly means. Now, first I wanted to, in this regard, open up here to 2 Thessalonians, where it states, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as a god sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Now, it says, if you go down from here, I'll skip a little bit, it says that even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs of lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So it states there that salvation comes through love of the truth, right?
Right.
In other words,
exactly.
Being open to what is actually true and logical, which, you know, this shows already here, if you think about it, that there's a serious problem with what the churches have been teaching, such as the Catholic Church and its offshoots, who teach you that you're saved through some kind of belief or ritual, whereas the Bible actually states you're saved through love of the truth.
Exactly.
Or, in other words, through honesty and logic,
right.
through truthfulness. In other words, logical consistency and truthfulness.
Exactly.
And accepting how things actually are, as opposed to denying them or trying to believe something which is untrue. Now, if you go to... So I already quoted there in 2 Thessalonians, where it states that there would be this man of sin figure that would exalt himself above everything that is called God or is worshipped, right? And would essentially regard himself as God. It says that the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now, this is the same thing as discussed in Revelation 13, in the prophecy about the beast of the earth.
Right.
It states that, "I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live.
Right.
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads, that no man may buy or sell, save he had that mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now it says, here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and it is the number 666, or 666. And I want to discuss the actual meaning of this prophecy, right? That's
right.
From 2 Thessalonians 2 and Revelation 13. The mark of the beast, and the beast which performs false signs and wonders. It is quite simply, it's not something as abstract or even as Armageddon conspiracy theory type as something like a microchip or whatever. I mean, that's quite possible to happen as one manifestation of this. But the actual meaning is much more widespread and evident. And that is the beast 666, which performs the false miracles and signs, is simply science. And it's simply science. So science uses the laws of the forces of nature in a deceptive way to perform essentially what's a kind of magic trick, where they're able to discern a necessary cause to an event, but not a sufficient cause. So they can say, if you have if A, then B. They can tell you B, but they cannot tell you A. They cannot tell you what makes something so. They can only tell you an ingredient that enables something to come about. But then they dare to say that they have the explanation for anything when they actually do not. They only have knowledge about the ingredients that enable an event to take place, the ingredients necessary for something to happen. And through these false signs and wonders, which is the meaning of science as well, in English, is false science or magic, right?
Right.
And by magic, I mean, you know, like a magic trick, something, an illusion, where you perform an apparent feat, but there's actually a trick involved, and it's not a genuine, it's not genuinely what you think.
Right.
That's what science is.
So,
science
in other words, it's the abuse. It's the abuse of a system of logic to get control and manipulate the population.
Well, what I'm saying is that science is a delusion. It's a delusional atheistic cult.
Right.
The science in general, even, and the reason why it's signs and wonders are so powerful that they deceive even the elect, right, which is what it also says in the Bible, is because, of course, some of the things that science seems to do work in a technological or practical sense. But the reason why is because it's simply learning about the ingredients that allow nature to cause something to happen. But it's ignorant of the actual necessary causes in anything. It's ignorant of the actual process and the true being of anything, which allows it to invent all sorts of lies that conceal the mystery of life.
Let me throw a comment in here, Matt.
Yes.
So what you're saying is, for example, the lie of evolution. Please continue.
Yes, evolution is an example, which is basically a delusion. And I'll get into that later. But basically, science is overall a delusional belief system, which purports to give thorough explanations of life when it cannot. All it can tell you through a scientific experiment is, by having an experiment and a control, it will tell you what a necessary cause of an event is, but not a sufficient cause. It will not tell you what actually causes the event as a whole. It will only tell you one or the other ingredient involved in that event coming about, or enabling it to happen. It will not tell you what actually causes the event. So, for example, science tells you that genes cause an organism to take on the form that it has, and that evolution happens through random mutation of genes. But actually, genes do not determine the form of an organism. Genes simply enable that form to incarnate. And that can be seen by observing that, obviously, if you take a cell of somebody's body, it has all the genes, all of their genes in it, but it doesn't have their entire form, right?
Right.
You can see that that the form of an organism is a whole, which is not determined by genes, but only enabled by them.
That the genes essentially.
What really happens is the genes tell God what to create. You see, the genes, any ingredient that gives a scientific result is essentially magic, where you put something together, and this is a certain symbol that tells the logos what to create. So they're ignorant of the fact that every time they get any result, it's essentially equivalent to a prayer to God, which then actually does the scientific result as a whole. The logos actually does it. Now, the thing is here, the delusion of science succeeds at blinding the people to the existence of the spiritual realm and the meaning of life. It deprives people of logic and of the mental or mind level of reality, and the fact that anything created, any life form, has to be created as a whole by God, essentially,
right,
by the logos.
Now, think about it.
Well, if that's the case, if science is the 666 religion, then what is the 666 church? And the answer is school and academia. So universities, colleges, and actually school at every level, elementary school, public school, even other schools. School in general is a system of indoctrination which is designed to make you believe something as opposed to knowing it. So it tests you on how well you believe what you've been taught. It was originally designed by the Catholic Church to indoctrinate their followers with their doctrines, which are also often heretical, of course. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of the doctrines held by Christian denominations are heresy, as disproven by the Bible easily. But this is where this kind of blind thinking comes from, where people don't think logically and they believe something because they've been told, because they're rewarded for repeating what they were told to believe. Well, that's how school works in general. And, of course, you only get deeper into the cult beliefs the higher you get in school. So once you're in university and up to the PhD level, you're all the more brainwashed, all the less independent in your thinking.
Right. In fact, if a professor proves something that he previously taught, he loses tenure, right?
Now, remember, the mark of the beast is the mark of science, or the 666, which gives you these false wonders. And guess what? It says in Revelation that everyone has to have it, without which you cannot buy or sell. The meaning is simply a degree, right? So you have to have a high school diploma or a college degree in order to get a job these days. And increasingly, all sorts of jobs that don't require a college education suddenly require a degree. So this is the mark of the beast. We all have it now, a college degree. That's the beast 666.
And by the way, this transcends religion too, doesn't it? Transcends it. It's a super religion, which is why all the high-level Masons run all the schools, right?
It is a religion, right? I'm saying that science is an atheistic, nihilistic religion which denies the existence of God and therefore places itself in the place of God. It claims to be God. It takes credit for his miracles, in other words.
Wow.
It takes credit because all the miracles of science are actually miracles of God, for which they take credit. All they know is the ingredients necessary in order to evoke a certain result. But the actual result is from the powers of nature, which is the same thing as God.
Right.
So scientists are essentially putting themselves in place of God, you see.
Wow.
That's the 666 religion. And that's why I say this is where it's coming from. It's the universities, academia, and school.
Right. That makes total, total sense. And
yep.
That's why all the high-level Masonic organizations control science, all the intel agencies, all the universities,
well,
all the governments, the United Nations are
We can even just forget about that because it is masonry that's the 666 of science, right?
It's science, exactly.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, an advanced videotape consultation.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C+, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Matthew, you know, I'm always amazed when my oldest son teaches me something really profound in the show. And I've been doing this now on Genesis Republic Radio and Rents Radio for 14 years. And you've taught me something major. We're always looking for another religion like Islam or Masonry, whatever, when the real science, that's the cult of the beast, is science. And in fact,
yes, the religion we're approaching 666, the 666 religion, you know, people don't think of it as a religion because it's so universal. They just take it for granted because everyone believes in it now. You see, the 666 religion, or the religion of perdition, is just science. And its church is school and academia. So school, high school, university, college. And the mark of the beast is simply a degree, a high school diploma, a college bachelor's, master's, or PhD being the most 666 one. So having a PhD symbolizes being a priest of 666. And remember, this isn't just science per se. This is also everything else in academia within the religion of science. All of these crazy beliefs that promote degenerate behavior emerge from science.
Let me throw a couple
of... From the belief. They emerge from the denial of God. You see, the denial of the existence of the Creator and the logic that's behind things. They take credit for their scientific results, so-called. They take credit for the magical phenomena they're able to evoke. When these phenomena are not created by them, they are simply enabled because they've learned about what ingredients will cause them to appear spontaneously through causes which they do not understand. So,
yeah, in other words, they're a form of scientific alchemists.
In other words, you can actually deduce that the actual cause behind things like the incarnation of a being is God. It's not genes, for example. It's not science that causes. If you reprogram someone's genes, you're not creating a life form. You're just telling God to create a certain kind of life form. You see, the life form itself is a whole, is an irreducible whole that is created by God.
Right.
And that's the case with every scientific result. In every case, science is just deceiving you if it tells you it can explain anything atheistically and nihilistically. It's not possible, because all it can do is tell you about a necessary and not a sufficient cause.
Right.
It can never tell you.
Which is why even the theory of evolution was put forward. Yeah. Even he had misgivings because he realized it was illogical.
Well, I mean, however they define it, they might define it as a total tautology, in which case it's not really a theory that, you know, organisms appear to change over time. But it's all a gigantic lie, because really what happens is that just spirits of life forms reincarnate. That's all that happens. There's no evolution. But I can get into that.
Of course, beyond our world of the... of entropy, that there is a world of consciousness, and then there's an eternal world where, to the Creator God, there is no past or future. Now, I want to throw three scientific things to you, Matt, and I want to hear your response. The first is AI, artificial intelligence. The second is the emergence of AI emergence, like Elon Musk's Neuralink.
And the
third
Go ahead and respond to these. Technology is a manifestation of the megalomania of science. So, for example, when it says in Revelation that the beast brings down fire from heaven, right, that's scientists using, developing things like nuclear weapons, right, like the Manhattan Project. This has been going on for a long time. It doesn't doesn't just have to do with present day technology or advances. But it's not technology, right, that's the evil. It's the religion of science, which causes them to abuse the technology because they don't have respect for nature or life. Because they don't have, because in order to responsibly use technology or knowledge about how to develop such things, you have to have an equal amount of mystical knowledge. You have to have a respect for life. You have to have a genuine conscience and a fear of the power that's in your hands. And scientists do not, because they're atheists. They have no meaning of life. They are psychopaths who are not afraid of the consequences of their actions.
Well, give an example. I want to throw one out that. Let me throw this out to you, Matthew.
On
Monday.
Engineering companies building the weapons that will be used in World War III because they don't have a conscience. They're totally irresponsible.
Let me throw this one out. Deborah Tavares brought out Solarin, which apparently PG&E in Northern California is being sued out of existence, so they're going bankrupt. But they're going to come back with Solarin, a company with a Russian patent, to do solar panels from space where there's no darkness, and then beam that energy in microwaves or lasers to ground. I mean, this is craziness, isn't it? This is, again, evil science gone to the extreme.
What are you saying?
Solarin.
Well, I mean, look, I don't know the story about that, but I mean, the thing is, obviously, they're abusing technology in every way they can, because, and the reason why is because science, to begin with, as a religion, right?
Right.
I'm not talking about Isaac Newton or Galileo, right? These guys were not actually scientists. They're just retroactively called scientists. They were actually theologians and alchemists and things like that.
Right.
They didn't have a concept of science that developed in the 19th century. So science is a religion which, for the most part, emerged in the 19th century, where it began to become this atheistic delusion and this irresponsible, megalomaniacal search quest for infinite power. And that's what I was going to say, is that science is fundamentally a religion based around egomania and a quest for power. It's not a quest for truth or knowledge. It's just a quest for power. This is why scientists are always covering up their own results or censoring people who come up with results that go against their ideology of infinite progress. Right, they cover up tons of scientific results that they don't want to believe in because they're not politically correct, or because they are just, or even because they indicate the existence of God. Because these people don't want to believe that there's any kind of power or authority over them, so they can do and be whatever they want.
Right.
That's why, also, out of science, out of academia, right, out of school, is coming all this nonsense about people being able to be sodomites and be transgenders and so forth. Because these people are fundamentally amoral, and they just want to make everything okay, no matter how illogical and stupid
in fact,
it is.
The United Nations is pushing one sex and 56 genders. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, well, whatever these people are doing, it's all nonsense because it comes from the mind of psychopaths who are indifferent to the truth. And that's how science has always been. That's why it denies the existence of God, you see, because reality couldn't exist. What they don't want people to know, they want people to believe in their signs and wonders and think that science is all true just because they can give you a technological result. But that's just not the case. Science is totally wrong when it comes to any philosophical explanation of reality. And the idea that you can have reality without God or the Logos is totally absurd. It's not possible to have an existence without there also being a consciousness of it. This, of course, is why a lot of philosophers are on the fence about just what to make of science, because science has not yet solved any of these problems about itself. It can't explain universal laws or the logical consistency of reality or even existence. And the reason why is because science is nothing more than a way of figuring out the ingredients that go into something. It doesn't tell you anything about what caused anything. It doesn't give you explanations, it does not give you insight into the meaning of anything, and it cannot give you any logical explanation of why things exist.
Wow. That's amazing.
Science simply cannot. It's just a delusion to say otherwise. People who say otherwise, you'll notice, are liars. They're not just liars about this. They're also liars about all sorts of other stuff. They cover up facts, even facts that were discovered through the scientific method, such as racial IQ differences and sex differences. things that they don't want to believe in because they want to believe in a philosophy of infinite progress and globalization,
right,
which is part of the ideology of academia. And remember, all this stuff fits into what I call science in the sense of the 666 religion, which is based in universities and schools. Now, think about this, though. Almost everybody on Earth now has to attend school for 12 years at least and gets brainwashed the whole time. Everybody's getting brainwashed to believe in all this progressive nonsense. Everybody's getting brainwashed even further if they go to college and go on to get a PhD even more.
Right.
And that's why there are people who are such mind mush that they can believe in stuff like transgender, where you can arbitrarily change your sex, or where you where it's okay to be, or where they totally ignore the reasons why anything is wrong and just say that something isn't wrong because I feel like it's perfectly fine. For example, right now, of course, there's a huge push to glorify all kinds of vices like homosexuality. Despite
right.
the hard evidence that gay men are extremely promiscuous, and the reason why it's dangerous is because of their extreme promiscuity. That's the reason why they were the first ones to spread AIDS, because they have like 100 sex partners per year.
Right.
And that's the problem here, is because when you have a sex group that are all men, and men are inherently promiscuous compared to women, they just go crazy with promiscuity. And nobody's curtailing that. Nobody is doing anything to stop the dangerous consequences of it, because science insists that this is a good way to live. It's part of our liberal, progressive way of life. They insist. Now, here's the irony, right? Science pretends to be all logical and factual, but it is not. It denies facts that science itself discovered constantly because they don't fit with its liberal, progressive ideology. You see, scientists are just delusional megalomaniacs.
Yeah.
Because they deny the logical consistency of the universe. They deny the logos. They deny God. Therefore, they cannot know anything for certain. And as a result, they just pretend stuff that they don't want to believe in doesn't exist.
Well, Matt, I wanted to kind of go to the next thing, the term singularity. Do you think that the scientific singularity we're approaching very quickly in the next years, not decades, is the ultimate
there's no such thing as a scientific singularity. It's just nonsense, you know, transhumanist stuff.
Right. I'm talking about the massive increase.
I'll tell you what's really going to happen. And it's what it says in Revelation. These people, remember that this prophecy in Revelation really doesn't come from St. John. It comes from Jesus, right? And
right.
He prophesied, you know, almost 2,000 years ago at this point. He told us everything that was going to happen. It's all written right there in the Bible. He says that he prophesied the existence of science. He prophesied exactly the situation that we're in now. And he said that this beast goes into perdition, that it, which is also equated with the whore, causes us to worship the first beast, which represents these barbaric, psychopathic, irresponsible men, and that the two of them are cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, which now we can see is not all that far-fetched, because guess what? Science itself developed the means, things like nuclear weapons, which means this is going to happen here soon. Science is coming to an end. The entire madness of atheism and materialism and out-of-control power hunger are coming to an end in a fiery inferno, which is going to happen probably very soon. I estimate 2028 to 2033. So I think by 2033 we're going to be seeing science going out with a bang.
Do you have a list of major issues you think are going to happen besides nuclear war, chemical, biological manipulation of the human race?
Well, there's tons of stuff going on right now, right?
Overpopulation.
And, I mean, obviously, massive overpopulation of many races, not such as the brown race in South Asia, right? Muslims and Indians. Massive overpopulation of South Americans and Central Americans. These are big problems right now. It's part of the reason why the men are so often so low IQ and so aggressive, because they're so overpopulated. Honestly, this is something else where science is totally wrong, is the idea that things like IQ or psychopathy are influenced strongly by genes. They're simply not. These are actually influenced by reincarnation. And because of overpopulation, you get a bunch of surplus men, mostly males, that are low IQ and aggressive psychopaths because of the extreme overpopulation of these races. And this is something else. Remember, nobody wants to face the truth anymore because everyone believes in some BS or other. They believe in science, mainly. Almost everyone believes in science. But on top of that, they also believe in heresies like those of the Catholic Church. Because remember, I told you that in 2 Thessalonians, right there, St. Paul says that you are saved by love of the truth, not by the blood of Jesus, not by doing the Eucharist, that Jesus forgave your sins. So the whole Christian religion is a fraud. It's proven to be a fraud by the Bible, because right. Jesus does not forgive your sins. It's not true.
Yeah. But in other words, if you don't walk in truth and desire for the love of the knowledge of the Most High, which is eternal wisdom, you're not an eternal being living in the temple. Therefore,
and
you're not.
You have to be truthful. You have to accept the truth. In other words, otherwise you're damned.
Exactly. That makes sense, Matt. That's amazing. Remarkable analysis. Back in a moment with Matthew.
Yeah.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin, that is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced Allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. Biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues.
Resistance
cannot develop for long-term body optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote all immune diseases, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free with 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed. You can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep,
all
your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's
in other words, at least some of them, like Islam will,
a combination of amino acids, stress minerals, and B vitamins. Condition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back. This is an amazing analysis, Matthew, and you're right. Every religion tries to seek God, but they're all apostate, aren't they? Every public religion on earth.
Well, talk about how, look, the religions were supposedly founded by the actual prophets, and they have these books like the Bible or the Quran, where they have these teachings of, like, Buddha and meditation. But the thing is that all the religions are run by heretical Pharisees. And remember, in Matthew 23, Jesus warns us about the Pharisees. He says, "All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not." Right. He also goes down and says, "Be not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven." Now, right. Of course, the Catholic Church are heretics right from that alone, because they have you referred to their priests as being fathers who are in the person of Christ and are infallible, right? So already you can tell there's something fishy going on with the Catholic Church when they insist that you worship their priests. But also you can look in 2 Thessalonians, right? As I said, 2 Thessalonians tells you the way to salvation is love of the truth. That is, you have to love the truth and hate lies in order to be saved. You're not saved by just believing in anything. You're only saved by loving the truth and therefore being open to what is actually true and logical. You have to be open to the truth. Remember, damnation comes through hatred of the truth, such as atheists and scientists denying the existence of God. Now, as I said, these religions are all heresies run by these degenerates, often perverts and homosexuals and so forth, like Buddhist monks, Catholic priests, Jewish rabbis. And of course, Muslims, tons of them are perverts and disgusting people. However, science is the worst religion of all. It's the religion of perdition, or the cult of damnation. It's the worst religion of all time, disguised as something non-religious, simply because it's so universal. Everybody's been tricked into believing it.
Right.
And believing its materialistic, nihilistic way of life and view of life. It's meaningless.
Right.
Rote memorization of knowledge in school and mindless belief in order to get a petty reward, a materialistic reward or an emotionalistic reward. It's essentially replacing knowledge with belief, replacing logic and truth with mindless belief in lies, right? Remember, believing in lies is the most deadly thing you can do, because love of the truth is the way to salvation, meaning that believing in lies damns you. Right, you go into perdition because you believe in stuff like evolution without thinking about it, without questioning it for yourself. Because you believe in stuff that's not logical, in other words, without questioning it, without hating the lie enough to question it for yourself. Or you believe that degenerate and evil, destructive behavior is okay because now our progressive society says it's okay. Remember, it says, "And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." So remember, the key real teaching of the Bible, the New Testament, is to always love the truth and hate the lie. And if you love the lie and hate the truth, then you're damned. So beware. Do not cave in to emotionalistic manipulations or signs and wonders, and think for yourself. Don't believe something because you were told it in school. Don't believe something because a priest told you or whatever. You have to know the truth for yourself and be honest and not a liar. And so now we have the situation where these atheistic... So as I said, science is the worst religion of all because it's the religion which does away with God and morality and logic altogether. It does away with objective reality and truth. It essentially does away with truth, although it will claim otherwise. And that's why we have what we now call the post-truth academia, where these people just make things up in order to justify their degeneracy and perversions. They pretend that you can be two different things that are contradictory at the same time. A man can now be a woman, right? Any kind of crazy, arbitrary identity, you can choose for yourself and be that, which is not true, right? It's a lie. A man is not a woman. There's no such thing as transgender. There's no such thing. A man is a man. A woman is a woman.
Right.
It's just a biological fact. The same thing with, and there's massive sex differences that have been researched extensively to the point of nausea, that there's no way to debate these sex differences.
But here in California,
But scientists will lie about it because it goes against their progressive belief system.
Against science,
and its atheistic arbitrariness and its self-deification, you see. They don't want to accept objective reality because they're against truth. They're just for themselves being in place of God and making anything so.
We see a lot of these progressives like AOC, this Ocasio-Cortez, we call her occasional cortex, and extreme leftists. Yeah, please make a comment on that because this is really dangerous what they're proposing.
Well, I mean, it's left-wing and right-wing. Right-wing people also deny facts about nature using science, such as they will try to put in the context of scientific debates obvious facts like that we're damaging the environment with the hurricane seasons we've been experiencing. They'll put up straw men like global warming instead of observing the obvious fact of climate change or overpopulation. And again, that's science, right? That's economics, which is another kind of science, another kind of materialistic, atheistic damnation. So economics is in the same category. It's all the same thing. It's all science. Science is all lies. I'm telling you, the whole thing, everything that's taught in academia is somehow polluted, except maybe mathematics, okay? So besides math, just about every department in academia, everything you can get a PhD in besides math is a lie. It's that bad. This is the 666, right? Every kind of abomination. Remember, it tells us in the Bible that every abomination, every whoredom, every lie, every detestable thing is there in the Church of 666, which is the university. That's why we find stuff like feminism and homosexuality and crazy, fanatical, self-pitying racism all occurring in the same building, all occurring in the same campus, right? The same Church of Evil, which is 666. We find the greed-justifying economists. We find the nature-destroying physicists and chemists. We find all the psychopathic military-industrial engineering all going on in the same building of evil, which is called the university. That is the enemy of mankind right there, the university school. School is the enemy of mankind. It's the religion of perdition. These people are going to kill most of us here. Two-thirds of mankind are going to die in World War III because of these idiots. And these are the same people that are telling you, trying to tell you that it's important for your children to be educated about how it's great to be a homosexual and how people can change their gender and stuff like that, because they live in a world where truth doesn't exist and they can just do whatever they want because they're psychopaths, you see. So this is what we're dealing with. The beast is the psychopathic people that think this way, the homosexuals and the megalomaniacal nuke scientists and so forth. And then the whore is what enables it. The whore is science itself and academia and school, which teaches everybody this nonsense is okay. When, of course, it isn't, because it's all against nature. It's essentially an act of rape of nature and then taking credit for the resulting offspring. It's like you rape a woman, and then she has a baby, and you say that you created that baby yourself without anybody else's help. Well, the raped woman is God. You see, the woman who's been raped by these scientists, that's God, the consciousness of nature. and they take credit for what they supposedly created by forcing nature to do something. So they're very sick people. When you actually see what they truly are, they're very disgusting and sick, megalomaniacal, and highly disrespectful people that are just putting themselves on a pedestal because they have no self-worth. They want to be more than they are. Then why do they have no self-worth? Because they went through school and because they believe in stuff like grades and PhDs to try to reconstruct their annihilated sense of self. Of course, they do so through what? But further destruction of their self with delusional beliefs and
I see a convergence in the near future of science destroying the biology, the environment, the economics, everything.
Science is already ruining nature. Okay, nature is already at the breaking point, and it's going to start getting revenge on mankind here very soon. Because remember, nature is not just an inert thing that people can do whatever they want to. It's run by the logos or the consciousness of God. So we're essentially just attacking a gigantic dragon that has omnipotent power to destroy us.
Right.
And this it will do, because remember, it doesn't just control natural forces, it controls all coincidences. Every synchronicity is controlled by God. So we're going to have very bad luck here in the near future, and these scientists are going to obliterate themselves because of their evil and illogical thinking.
Wow.
So because they're illogical lunatics, they're going to kill themselves very soon in World War III. This is what I predict. And this is why we now know the real meaning of these prophecies, because remember, you don't know the meaning of a prophecy until it's about to happen, because it doesn't become clear that it's actually possible until it's about to happen. And now we can see that this is all quite possible. Inferno, a lake of fire, is not just some kind of religious symbolism at this point. It's a reality because of science.
Yeah. Yeah,
everybody having to have the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell is basically the facts now. We basically cannot participate in the economy unless we have some kind of degree or other. We have to have a high school diploma, a GED, a college degree often for even the most menial jobs because of this giant scam, this giant multi-billion, trillion-dollar scam of academia.
Wow.
So, and we have millions of people in debt now. The economy's in shambles because we bought into the lies of these disgusting, self-aggrandizing, megalomaniacal idiots and their foolishness. Fundamentally, what is a PhD? It is a person of a mediocre IQ and low level of wisdom pretending to be smarter than he really is.
And we call it pile higher and deeper. Do you like that, Matt?
Therefore,
pile higher and deeper.
He's excluding the actually smart people from their rightful position as the leaders of mankind. He's excluding the actual men of God from teaching people about the truth. Because as a rule, the people who are genuinely very smart are not atheistic scientists and materialists. In fact, a lot of them are excluded from academia altogether because of the fact that academia is all based on beliefs and lies and illogic. It repels people who are actually the smartest people. So the smartest people you're not going to find out there with a PhD. You're not going to find the smartest person on Discovery Channel. You're going to probably not even know about them because of the fact that academia wants to be the smartest person, even though it really is not. You see?
Right.
So essentially what's going on here is we have these weaklings, these pipsqueaks who are stupid, pretending like they're smart, and people buying it and believing it because of the false signs and wonders. And these pipsqueaks are also often extremely deranged and mentally ill. So they want us to accept their perversions, things like homosexuality. They want us to accept and think they're not mental illnesses anymore, right? Because this is another example of the twisting of science. They will take tons of scientific research that goes into a disorder and totally erase it out of nowhere based on politics. They'll pretend that things like racial IQ averages don't exist. They do exist. Different races have different average IQs, and a lot of this is because of overpopulation, which they also cover up. Now, they'll also cover up the massive amount of evidence tying comorbid psychological disorders to homosexuality, such as suicidal ideation, bipolar disorder, and narcissism. They will cover all this up because they want us to think that homosexuality is not a mental illness itself, despite its high rate of comorbidity with other ones, personality disorders, right? Why do they want us to think this? Because they are fags themselves. They want us to accept their degenerate way of life. They want the average normal person to have to accept their sick and abnormal fringe way of life. You see? This is what a lot of academia is about. It's about these hate-filled pariahs trying to force their abnormal and weak way of life on everyone else. That's why we have a lot of studies in academia now around oppression and microaggression and so forth. It's another expression of the same mentality.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. Wow. Thank you, Matthew. Amazing show. We'll have you back on soon. And you're going to have your own show on Radio.co and hopefully be over on the Rents Network as well.
Right.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.co.